New Jersey native Bill Parcells would take over the reins as head coach of the Giants in 1983, and he would immediately put his stamp on the franchise. Led by their young linebacker, Lawrence Taylor, Big Blue would continue to build a team predicated on defense. With the young phenom LT leading the way, Parcells would eventually appoint then-linebacker coach Bill Belichick as the new defensive coordinator.
Basically, what I did as the defensive coordinator was to take Bill's system and try to modify it weekly by a game plan.
If Lips comes back across, then we squirm it back here, and Herbie, you're coming.
Bill and I, you know, had a good relationship. I knew what he wanted. He told me the things he didn't want, and so I kept it within those boundaries.
You with me, Carl?
Yeah.
I know he was looking
all
on
right,
this
now,
side.
Bill, here, before you start telling about plays, you better tell him to be alert for the hurry up.
We got it, Bill. We've already been over.
But Bill gave me a lot of freedom to coach the defense and coach the team in my personality.
All right, that's where the jamble in that too, okay? Keep hammering them. Keep hammering those outside receivers.
And in 1986, Big Blue would have the recipe for success.
It's a very special year in terms of Giant history and lore.
We were just a hard hat group of guys who just wanted to go out and smack people around.
I look back on some of the film when we worked, man. I mean, we were really damn good. No, you know what we did?
We were badasses. That's what we were.
We were badasses.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazed dogs and have some fun.
It was such a great evolution of this group of guys that just were all for one and one for all. And I think that was the epitome of team.
Showtime, baby! It's showtime, baby! Showtime!
Elway is looking for a target, goes out to the right side, intercepted, George Martin, 30, 45!
We weren't just going to have a regular season. We weren't going to have a season where we were just hoping to make it to the playoffs. In the back of everybody's mind, I really feel that we all believe that we could win a Super Bowl.
Complete to Bavaro down to the 35. Showing his feet to the 30. Down to the 25. Down to the 20. He's got four men on his back and gets down to the 17.
I just knew once we took the field in 86 that we were going to win the Super Bowl that year.
There was not a question in our mind that we were going to win that game. There was not a question among anybody in the Giant locker room.
Sims has the ball. Sims throws, end zone. Bavaro, touchdown.
Phil Sims was having a wonderful day, and we were going to do the things we need to do to win. We were going to, you know, dominate when we needed to. We're going to run the ball when we wanted to. We're going to throw the ball, but Phil Sims was having a fantastic day. And once again, it's about team, and team is the most important thing, and we wanted to leave an impression on everybody there.
Here we go. 1 yard needed for a touchdown. Hand off Morris. He's going to get it. The Super Bowl champions are the Giants. Everybody's dream in football. That one time you'll be there.
We just sit there and go, oh my God. You know, we won.
We got best in the world, man, for 1 year.
I think it'd be a sense of accomplishment. And as an athlete, you've reached the pinnacle of your success.
The rest of your life, man, nobody can ever tell you that you couldn't do it because you did it. Yeah. Yeah.
I knew what a momentous moment it was for Wellington and Tim Mara, the entire Mara family, and the support that we had gotten with the Giants. So it was actually pretty funny, though. The game was over, and the locker room was, of course, pandemonium. It was an awesome scene. And I just felt like I'll never be in this moment again. So I walked out of the locker room, you know, walked back out onto the Rose Bowl and just took one last look at the field and the, you know, the scoreboard and the whole scene. And it was just, you know, a moment that I just personally wanted to capture. And then I came back in, and the security guards wouldn't let me back into the locker room to get to the buses. I was young enough, they didn't, I mean, nobody knew who I was. It was just fine. But I'm just going to get back on the bus.